Well, John, is that a game that you maybe you feel you deserved a point from?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it was a good performance from the players. Biggest downer for me is obviously, well, every goal you concede is a downer, but just the manner of, because open play, I thought we looked again solid. Obviously, we've had four clean sheets and we've been defending well as a team. So to concede from a corner, which we don't usually do, and obviously the penalty was very hard to take, because I think we were a better team at the stage, and we get ourselves in back in the game with a great goal, and to concede the penalty in the way we did and to give it away so cheap was disappointing. It ends up obviously costing us the game.
You touched on it, the penalty and the challenge. Is that just a rush of blood and maybe perhaps a learning curve?
It is a learning curve, but you just stand up and let the lad try and beat you. You don't beat yourself by being rash. But their decisions, listen, I'm not picking any player out with a team, and we've done well as a team, so it's something what shouldn't have happened, put it that way. The free kick leading up to it shouldn't have happened. It's just people making decisions quickly. It's easy for us lot watching on the sidelines. We can see everything, but things happen quickly for the players on the pitch, and decisions can cost you, and unfortunately that's cost us.
Curtis Main's done well for you in recent games, and he scored another well-worked goal tonight.
Yeah, I thought it was a good goal on our part. Good play. I think it's Cammy who's put the ball in the bottom. It's a good finish from Curtis, and I think we were on top of the game there. We were pressing for the equaliser. And full credit to the players. We come out and we had a go again. We didn't lie down. We knew the importance of trying to get it, something from the game, and we took the game to Barnsley. And we're a better team, and we get a well-deserved equaliser. But it's not to be, is it?
Doubly disappointing. You've picked up some injuries as well. What can you tell us there?
Well, too many for a start. Jonah's gone off with his ribs. Winnie's went off with his knee. Brian Wilson's gone to hospital with I think he's got a head injury. And then James Wilson towards the end's got an ankle injury, so he would have come off if we had a sub to put on. But we'll just have to see now. We'll just have to hopefully they're not too serious, and we can get them fit for. Which is going to be the Fleetwood game, which is going to be a massive game for us.
With the injuries coming in such a short space of time during this game, how does that alter your game plan for the game like that? It must be really difficult and disappointing.
Yeah, that's just part and parcel of football. There's not a lot you can do about it. With no disrespect to the lads, if they're not fit, I've got to try and put a team out and pick players who are going to perform and hopefully give us a performance to get a result, because Fleetwood's going to be a really tough game, but it's a big game. We'll have a big following, so I've just got to put, obviously, whoever's fit is going to be. If we have to make changes, so be it. It gives opportunity to other players, but we'll have to wait and see. We'll assess them. We've got a couple of days in, but we'll just assess them and see how they are before the game.
In terms of training preparation for Fleetwood, do you get them back on the training pitch or do you give them a rest? How do you approach that now?
No, training's like anyway with all the games we've got, even after obviously Fleetwood, we play again Tuesday, so we'll just prepare the best we can. Training will be light. Obviously, the ones who need treatment or whatever they do, they'll stay with the physio and get the best physio treatment off the physio. So we'll just try and get everyone fit and get as many players fit as possible. So, but I'm not gonna look for excuses. Obviously, I want me players fit and available, and me better players available. So. But if it's not to be, it gives opportunity for one or two who haven't been involved and they come in the team and hopefully do well for us.